First of all, Bob, what did you think of the Drew Brees presentation? Is he not an MVP candidate despite what LT has done?
I think he is. You know, it could be 1 and 1A with LT. I mean, I prefer LT. He's done it over the entire season, which Brees has done as well. I just think that, you know, most valuable player to his team, you could make the argument for Brees easily, especially after last night. I personally like LT, but what Brees has done this year has been absolutely remarkable, punctuated with a nice exclamation point last night.
If he averages, Len Dawson, 350 yards over the last three games, he will break Dan Marino's record. As I watched him throw, and it's interesting to compare him with Eli Manning, his mechanics are impeccable, he's throwing even stronger, and the velocity on the ball is so much more significant than Trent Green. Tell us from your perspective, Drew Brees' performance yesterday and this season.
You know I'm prejudiced for this guy. Where did he go to school? He went to Purdue University, where I attended.
That makes him brilliant.
That makes him really special. He is having a phenomenal year. Take a look at that team. Now it's, you know, he's one guy, basically the same guys from last year that, you know, they were the nomads, never had a home, really, and turned things around this year, and he's a big reason why. He comes out firing. I mean, he opened up that game from the spread formation, something that he did when he was attending Purdue University. So when he got into the pros, he had seen an awful lot of types of defenses that he would see in professional football, and I think that really helped him. But and here's a guy that's coming off major shoulder surgery in the off season. So he's something special right now this year.
Hey, Len and Nick, I want to say about Brees, I don't think I've remembered a player who has gotten off to a more difficult start, and he was almost ready to be written off, yet I think inside him he just had the courage of a fighter, and he just picked himself up and, you know, through very, very difficult circumstances, a first-round draft pick coming in there in San Diego, and just willed himself to this level, and it's continued. I find it remarkable, and I've had a chance to talk to him a couple of times, and I just find his inner strength is really as big a part of his game as his football.
He's a really nice person too, isn't he?
Yeah, he's terrific. He is absolutely terrific.